Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm your host, Brian Russo. Coming up on today's program, we'll talk about the first named storm of the hurricane season and why tourism officials here on the coast are less concerned about Arthur than journalists and meteorologists appear to be. And we'll analyze the impact of the recent change in Worcester County's alcohol laws. We'll find out whether it will lead to a fairer market and eventually push the local government to get out of the booze business. But first, we'll get today's show going by talking about perhaps the fastest growing portion of the tourism industry. Youth sports are a $7 billion industry in this country, and it's estimated that 35 million kids play organized sports in the U.S. That means families often travel thousands of miles and spend thousands of dollars a month to see their kids play in tournaments, games, or in instructional camps. Oftentimes, the whole family goes along, and that means lots of dollars spent in hotels and local businesses. That's a very good thing for a town or a city's economy. But it's not just soccer or baseball that's a big draw. It's something called the competitive arts, too. We're talking gymnastics, cheerleading, and dance competitions that often fill convention centers and towns for an entire weekend. To talk about this growth and how Ocean City is trying to capitalize on this explosive trend, I sat down with OC Recreation and Parks Director Susan Petito and Larry Nocolino, who is Ocean City's Convention Center Director. Susan began with the growing impact of youth sports locally in the past few years.
We've seen a huge increase in youth sports in Ocean City and really everywhere. I think that, as you said, Brian, the industry has just boomed. And having a daughter who's a travel athlete, I've experienced it firsthand. But here at Northside Park, it's not just the youth industry that is so important to us and the economic impact of the town, but we have geared most of our sport programs. We have about 30 camp programs here in Ocean City with about 70 different sessions throughout the summer. Most of them are sports related, and we've geared them so that families can come to Ocean City. Their children can come to camp from Monday through Thursday, and then the family can enjoy time together on Friday and through the weekend. So that has continuously grown every year. From a sporting tournament perspective, back 20, 25 years ago, I was seeing really softball was the primary sport that came to Ocean City. We had some beach volleyball tournaments, and we ran an indoor soccer tournament for youth, which was incredibly successful and still continues to be our St. Patrick's series. Since those days, I've seen here, and particularly in the last couple of years, a tremendous boom in youth basketball. We probably have 14 youth basketball tournaments, maybe 17 throughout the year here in Ocean City. Of the 22 softball tournaments that come into town, we have several that are youth, and we are hoping to see more youth baseball come into town probably this coming spring.
Well, let's just quantify that for a minute, because, you know, the town spends millions of dollars trying to attract different markets, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, and maybe even, you know, into the Pittsburgh area to come here and spend some time on that traditional sort of vacation. But as you mentioned, families are coming down for these events that last several days at a time. So that's a lot of hotel rooms. That's a lot of heads in beds, as they say in the industry. Talk about the marketing from, you know, the youth sports perspective. How are you drawing these people from all over those markets that I just mentioned to come here and want to have their event here?
We honestly haven't had to do a whole lot to get people to come to Ocean City. I think Ocean City is already an attractive venue. I do think that some of the larger scale events that have been here, let's take the Dew Tour, for example, there's been a huge interest in the extreme sports side of that. And I think through events like that and the national exposure that it's gotten, I think other event promoters have said, Ocean City, that might be a really nice place to go and hold my event. And I do think the fact that Ocean City has the hotel rooms that can support the events, some facilities. Of course, now the town of Ocean City has just partnered with Wicomico County, and Worcester County is getting involved as well to try to really promote youth sports, because Ocean City does have the hotel support and Wicomico County has tremendous amenities for sport-related events. It's a perfect partnership.
Let's turn to the Convention Center for a minute. Larry, a couple years ago, prior to you coming to town, I met with your predecessor, Rick Hamilton, and he introduced me to a phrase that I'd never really heard before, and it was called the competitive arts, and how that was such a big industry and a growing industry in the Convention Center business. How much of what is coming to the Ocean City Convention Center is made up of the competitive arts?
Let's talk about two in particular. It's cheer and dance. We do no less now than 5 cheerleading events per year, 4 of which are in the winter and spring as well, and then 2 in the summer, I'm sorry, 3 in the summer, which one is still cheerleading, the other 2 are dance competitions. The dance competition we have, we just signed up one recently that starts this coming Sunday, and it's Star Power, which has shown interest as of yesterday that they'd like to bring 3 more. Problem with that is space. Mm-hmm. We're limited right now. Between September 15th and June 28th, we're extremely limited in what space we do offer or that we do have available. We had the last 2 weeks in December, which we're trying to sell, and a few weeks in the summer months. They started with Epic Brands about 25 years ago with about 500 people. That's now swelled to over 40,000. So it brings a lot of folks to town in the off season.
I think oftentimes that idea of what is coming to a convention center, whether it be a car show or a boat show, as we've seen in Ocean City, or, you know, a corporate event, or even some of the religious events that come through, oftentimes bring hundreds or even thousands of people. These competitive arts competitions are right in that same vein. Thousands of people. I mean, I know restaurants and bars basically will shout out on their marquee, you know, welcome cheerleaders, welcome dancers, just as much as they would say, you know, welcome to the Realtors Association.
Yes, it has grown dramatically from hundreds to tens of thousands. As far as the space goes, we have other groups in. Some are dying. Some of the groups we have in are dying, but we tend to see that before it happens. Mm-hmm. So that way, and without pushing anyone out, some of our legacy groups, we don't push anyone out of the convention center. However, we would like to have a backup plan for those that we think may leave eventually to fill some voids come 2016, 17, 18, 19. We're looking 3, 4, 5 years down the road as well.
The thing I find really interesting about both sides of this, by what's happening with the camps and the youth sports in Northside Park, as well as what's happening, you know, down at the convention center, is the fact that many of these events are building up what's called the shoulder seasons and sort of the non, you know, June, July, August, you know, summer crush months. And that's a big thing that the city has been focusing on for many years, is growing those shoulder seasons. Has youth sports sort of exceeded the expectation, or these competitive arts exceeded the expectations of being a main tool to grow those shoulder seasons in Ocean City?
You know, I think that exceeded is probably not what I would say. I think that there's still room to grow youth sports and bring more into the area, although events themselves have saturated some of our months. Our June, which typically many years ago wasn't mm-hmm. as slammed, has now become an unbelievably saturated month with all sorts of different types
sure.
of events. But there is no doubt that youth sport groups coming into the area have provided the extreme economic impact that the town has needed. In March, when we run our youth indoor soccer programs, it is a tremendous boost for the Ocean City community. And of course, we have St. Patrick's Parade, mm-hmm. which also contributes to that. But I still think there's room for us to grow when mm-hmm. it comes to that.
Larry, talk about the fact that the Performing Arts Center, which, you know, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, right now space is limited at the Convention Center because it's a construction site, largely. Talk about where the Performing Arts Center is and what the future sort of looks like in your mind with all of these groups that we've been talking about.
We broke ground on the Performing Arts Center on October 21st, so we're now into it about 8 months. Our completion date is on or about December 1st. We have several functions that are already booked in there or are actually held dates, because I can't actually book anything in there until I get the go-ahead from Wedding Turner. But being what we do for a living is create backlogs and sell things even before they happen, we have to book it now. Out of the 75 groups that we have in-house now, at least 35 have already shown interest. Another reason I say 35 is because that's how many groups we've talked to thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have more to go. We still have another 20 to go yet, because there are some groups that can't use it. We know that. That's our first tier. Second tier is the show promoters that I'm working with, and there's no less than five or six show promoters that I've been working with. The dates are limited. Thirdly, it's us as a town, mm-hmm. and the town is only going to do about six shows, possibly seven.
And right. When you say shows, that's mm-hmm. your traditional sort of music show or art show or, mm-hmm. or symphonic thing.
Right now, we're looking to do a Christmas show on December 13th, so hopefully we can do something for a Christmas show. After that, we have something else scheduled for December 27th. After that, we have our ribbon cutting ceremony scheduled for January 17th, which is Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. And after that, we just have group after group after group already using it and paying for the space.
As you were saying, Susan, you have a child that is in the travel sports world. And, you know, anyone that has a kid in youth sports knows that it's gotten much more serious at a very young age. You know, my kids are 11 and 5 respectively, and they're already traveling, you know, an hour, 2 hours away for sporting events. As the billion-dollar youth sports industry continues to grow, how important for the growth of the entire pie of tourism in Ocean City do you feel that youth sports, competitive arts, these type of active tourist events, how much of a part of that, of the growth, do you think that those two will play in the future of tourism here on the coast?
I absolutely think tremendous. You know, already looking at even just some of the growth of youth beach soccer tournaments mm-hmm. that we've had on the beach, the impact that those events have had on the town of Ocean City have already been tremendous. And the more events like that that we can bring into town, the more people, the more heads in beds, as you mentioned, and the better promotion of tourism in Ocean City, the more people can come and see what a great town this is and experience all the fantastic things that we have to offer here.
Larry Nocolino and Susan Petito, thank you so both so much, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
To learn more, click to our website, wamucoast.org. Quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington. I'm Brian Russo. We'll be right back.